What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, where you'll find out what the Fukushima's going on.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show, hour number two. The phone lines are open, 800-313-9443. And we have callers still on the line, so let's go to Tony in Puerto Rico. Aloha, Tony. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hi, Mike. I have a quick comment on the petrodollar. Is it still dominant?
Not the way it used to be. I mean, when they first set it all up, the goal was to keep the U.S. dollar as the global reserve currency. But those days are gone. Everybody now talks about a basket of currencies being used for global reserve. And as of last weekend, it should be apparent to Saudi Arabia that the United States can't keep its side of the petrodollar deal, because those drones and missiles supposedly from the Houthis just blew right past all of our latest and greatest defenses.
Okay. And I have another comment, Mike. How's the food in Indiana, particularly the pizza?
A lot fresher than what we were getting on Oahu. I mean, so much of the land out there has been given over to housing development. There's very little locally produced food. There's one ranch left on the island that raises beef. Dole Pineapple is still going strong. And there are actually no sugarcane fields left on Oahu. You have to go to another island to see those.
No, but I meant in Indiana. How's the food, particularly the pizza? Is the pizza good?
I haven't had pizza yet. Okay. I have to kind of avoid tomatoes in my diet. But, yeah, we love the food.
Okay. All right. Thank you, Mike. Have a nice weekend.
All right. Same to you. And we're going to switch over to Mark in North Carolina. Aloha, Mark. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hey, Mike. Hey, well, by the way, where are you living? Southern Indiana or Northern Indiana? I've been through it quite a bit.
We're in Southern Indiana, partway between the border with Tennessee and the border between Central and Eastern Time, which causes, unfortunately, no end of confusion. Fortunately, the cell towers are constantly updating the iPhone and iWatch with the correct local time. But when you're, you know, like one of the nearest big towns is called Jasper, and they're on Eastern time. So every time that we, you know, look online for something that's in Jasper, we have to keep in mind the times are not lining up.
Hey, actually not too far from me. You know, I'm right on the Tennessee border, really, where I live, you know? North
okay.
Carolina, Tennessee. So, you know, we're not that far. You're not that far. Anyway, Mike, I just want to ask you something. You know this thing about this supposedly, supposedly whistleblower. I believe
yes.
It's connected to Bolton. Okay, I think it's just Bolton's revenge. What country do you think they're talking about? Do you think it's North Korea? It doesn't sound like it's Russia, because if it was Russia, they would be having a conniption already. Rachel Madcow would be yelling and screaming about it, and all these other people. Okay, do you think it's North Korea?
Well, they can't scream about it yet, because nobody really knows for sure what was actually in the complaint. But the Democrats are definitely smelling blood in the water, maybe their own, and they want to grab this whistleblower complaint because they think it will give them the ammunition they need to impeach Trump and remove him from office.
You know, what this shows you, Mike, is you know the old saying about if you lay down with dogs, you get fleas. Now, I lay down, my dogs go to sleep with me, but I make sure, you know, I give them the proper stuff they need to keep the fleas and ticks away, you know?
Yes.
But it's the same. But when you lay down with neocons, then you shouldn't be surprised when you start getting warmongering and you get snitched on, you know, and you get spied on and all this other stuff. That's what Trump can't seem to get through his thick head, because now this
yes.
new guy, this new NSA guy, sounds to me like another neocon. He comes from the Bush. He comes from the Bush people, you know. Condoleezza Rice was his mentor. I mean, you know, this is and he just hasn't learned. But that's really a good but that's the lesson. You lay down with, you know, dogs, you're going to get fleas. You lay down with neocons, you're going to get spied on, you're going to get wars, you're going to get all kinds of terrible stuff. Okay? But, again, Trump don't listen. That's all I got to say, really, Mike, today, you know?
Anyway, thank you.
You know, in Indiana now, and it's a great state. Just watch out for the tornadoes.
Well, you know, every place you live, there's going to be a problem. I mean, they have tornadoes here. Not as many in this part of the state. You know, you live in California, you got to deal with earthquakes, and I understand they had a fairly moderate one outside Huntington Beach a few days ago. You live in Hawaii, it's tsunamis and occasional earthquakes, and if you're on the Big Island, you could have lava, you know, coming into your living room. So every place has got a problem. And, you know, you just learn to adapt to it. We kind of got used to this environment in Hawaii where the only really poisonous thing we had to worry about were the centipedes, which wouldn't kill you. I mean, you'd be seriously annoyed it happened. Here, you know, we got all kinds of spiders and rattlesnakes and everything that we have to worry about. But, you know, like I said, no place is perfect. You know, unless the tornado sucks us up over the rainbow, and we wind up in the land of Oz.
I know what you mean with the snakes, though. I just killed a copperhead here the other day. I normally don't like to kill animals because I love animals, but one of the dogs was bitten 3 years ago by a copperhead, and she still limps on that paw. Okay, it's a leftover from that bite.
Yeah.
So if I see one of them around here, it's kill on sight, you know, because I don't going to take any chance. But I know what you mean. I see the big spot. Plenty of big spiders around here, too, you know? So,
yes.
I know what you mean by that. All right, Mike. You take it easy, all right?
All right. Certainly, so, Will. Thank you for the phone call. Have yourself a great weekend. Getting on back to our domestic political news. As you're no doubt aware, the Democrats, they're on fishing expeditions. They're trying to find something they can use against Donald Trump. And I can't even figure out why. He's basically given them almost everything that they wanted. The wall isn't being built. We're getting into these wars. We're not getting into Iran yet. But then there are a lot of people, including in the Pentagon, who are saying, we're not ready. We're overstretched around the globe militarily. That may be the reason Trump was trying to negotiate a withdrawal from Afghanistan to repurpose those assets, and Bolton said, no, I know better than the president. We've got to keep on fighting here. So one of the fights here involves Manhattan District Attorney Cyrus Vance, who has subpoenaed Trump's personal and corporate tax returns for the past 8 years. And Trump is resisting this. They're trying to say, look, every other president has released their tax records. Yeah. Did they hide some money that wasn't taxed? We know some of them did. But Trump's attorney, Jay Sekulow, is filing a lawsuit against the Manhattan DA. So they're going to tie it up in court and just keep it going. And he's arguing that there are significant constitutional ramifications for dragging Trump into court. And he's saying, again, this is just more harassment. And it began ever since, you know, Hillary lost in 2016. They have not let up. And maybe that's the clue right there. Maybe all of this harassment and tampering and vitriol is just coming out of this one bitter woman who cannot let go of the fact that she lost in 2016. Lady knows how to keep a grudge. Apparently, she's over in Europe and was being interviewed by an Italian magazine and was laughing about the email scandal, saying, it's just political theater. There's nothing there. So she knows she's untouchable. Nothing's going to happen to her. All right. According to Tom Fitton, he did his weekly video. And he's saying that documents that they have received from the State Department reveal efforts by the Obama State Department to undermine candidate then President Trump. So yeah, they're all ganging up on him. They're after, and Trump needs to put on those presidential brass knuckles and start dealing with some of these people decisively. Now, getting on over to the upcoming election, I know that the general election is all the way 14 months from now, but it's coming up on primary season, and the early primary states are Iowa and New Hampshire, and a win in either of these states by any of these Democratic candidates, I mean, they're all over the place. It's a free-for-all as of right now. But if they win in Iowa or New Hampshire, then they get put onto the national stage as the presumptive nominee. A big loss in either state could also lead to the end of several candidates' campaigns. Maybe de Blasio just didn't want to go through that humiliating experience. And, of course, no one is risking more in the early state of New Hampshire than Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders. Now, the most radical socialist in the Democratic primary field to date, Sanders thinks that he has New Hampshire in the bag, and his strong showing in Iowa against Hillary Clinton in 2016 means his campaign is optimistic about their chances there as well. But I can understand Jimmy Carter's concern about Sanders' age, especially with that goof the other day where his new tax plan was going to put 770 million women back into the workforce in a country with only 330 million people to begin with, not counting the illegal immigrants, and there's only about 25 million of those. All righty, let's get into the economic news here. And as that caller mentioned, the New York Federal Reserve is just pumping massive liquidity into Wall Street and the banks. And they're talking about a potentially permanent repo and QE, quantitative easing. The system is coming apart. And I know the conventional wisdom is that as long as the U.S. government can just create money out of thin air, that all will be well. And it doesn't really work that way, because if you create too much money, that's going to hasten the abandonment of the dollar by other countries around the world. They're not going to want it in trade. They're not going to want it for their basket of reserve currencies. And then it all comes crashing down. Personally, I see this as an act of panic. I'm going to go on telling you that the economy is booming, that it's doing really well, because after all, it's campaign season. And I'm sure that Trump understands that if the economy suffers a major correction before the election, the Democrats are going to blame him for it. I mean, a lot of people blamed Herbert Hoover for the Depression of the 1930s. But Hoover did not create that depression. It was created for him. It was set in motion before he even sat in that Oval Office. Same thing with Donald Trump. Everyone's playing the blame game here. Alan Greenspan is expecting the U.S. to embrace negative interest rates. This comes just a day after Fed Chairman Powell said, no, he's never going to do that. All right, we talked about this briefly before. Senator Lee has this bill for the Senate to favor Chinese and Indian workers over U.S. workers, and fortunately, it has been blocked by the Senate. I mean, what is this guy thinking? You know, he's a senator in the United States of America, and he wants to pass a law so that companies are required to hire Chinese and Indian workers ahead of U.S. workers. Glad the Senate killed that one. Can you imagine trying to go into an election with that on your record? Okay, down in Australia, Egon von Greyers was interviewed on As Good as Gold, Australia, and made the prediction that gold will reach $10,000 an ounce, but property prices are headed for a collapse. I think that a lot of these countries ought to start thinking right now about starting to de-link this global financial system. Because remember, the lesson we learned back in 2008, this financial globalist system is what turned what should have just been a U.S. problem into a global banking crisis. And we were hearing all these stories about secret gold bullion shipments to try and keep European banks afloat. Bank of America did a survey, and they found, to nobody's surprise, that recession fears have reached all-time highs. Pretty much everybody understands it's coming. Okay, over in Great Britain, there is a kerfuffle building between Boris, Prime Minister Boris Johnson, and the EU itself. The EU basically issued an ultimatum saying that get your proposal to us by the end of the month, or there's no deal at all. Any hope of securing a Brexit deal would be over. And Boris basically said, no, there's no cause to publish proposals at this time until the EU is clear that it will engage constructively on them as a replacement for the backstop. They certainly want to keep Great Britain into that system. Because if Great Britain succeeds in breaking free, Germany will probably be next, because those Germans are not going to want to be the sole support for those other European countries. Alrighty, Jeff Epstein is back in the news again. Apparently, he ran a $500 million Ponzi scheme fueled by insider trading and fake stock buys, then fleeced his clients by selling off $275 million worth of bogus notes when the money ran out. Now, Epstein was hit with a class action lawsuit before his death that accused him of running this $500 million Ponzi scheme. Boy, there is a good motive to fake your own death right there. So Epstein was sued by Marvin Gerber and Kalma Koenig on behalf of themselves and any other note holders and bondholders of Towers Financial Corporation. So he wasn't just into sex with underage girls. He was a cheat. He was a fraud. He's a criminal. Like I said, the class action lawsuit, good reason to fake your own death. Because I think that's exactly what happened, and I think Epstein is alive somewhere. Some people think he's back in Israel. He could be down in the playing canasta with Ken Lay down there in the Caymans. Any place without an extradition treaty to the United States. So he's definitely somebody's asset. All right, this is a little disappointing news here. A federal lawsuit related to the shooting of rancher Robert Lavoie Finicum has been dismissed by the judge. Now, for those of you who don't remember, there was this standoff at the Malheur National Wildlife Refuge, which, by the way, sits on some of the land that has now been leased to this Canadian-Russian uranium company, Uranium One. So they've must have been in the way. So there was this civil suit that was filed because nobody was criminally charged in the guy's shooting. And you can see from the drone video, he's just standing there with his hands up. He's not armed. And he just got gunned down. So the official story was justified shooting. The family filed civil lawsuit. And Chief District Court Judge Michael Mosman dismissed all counts, saying it's time to put a fork in the case. So he got off. We're going to be right back after these few words. Oh, yeah.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
So are you tired of being tired? Well, then it's time to get the tea. Hey, it's Lisa here to tell you about this all-natural, all-organic tea I've been drinking that has had great results for over 20 years. It's called Life Change Tea, and it's specially formulated to help detoxify and cleanse your kidneys, liver, colon, and blood all at once. The colon is one of the most ignored organs in the human body. The faster that waste is eliminated from the body, the less time that waste sits in our intestines, spreading toxins to our bloodstream. This tea helps cleanse chemicals caused by outside intruders from our entire digestive system. And get this, weight loss can be a side effect. And with continued use of the tea, you can experience clearer, healthier, younger looking skin, increased energy, and a happier outlook on life. So if you're tired of being tired, get the Life Change Tea at getthetea.com. That's getthetea.com. And like me, you'll be glad you did.
The Public Broadcasting Network depends on listener support of our advertisers and of our sponsors. We'd like to especially thank all of you who have taken advantage of our fundraiser with FrontSight Bonus. Those who are now FrontSight members, please train as soon as possible for your sake and for that of our nation. And please consider sharing your training and what you've learned when you arrive home. Republic Broadcasting Network has to stop promoting this fundraiser on air and on the website in just a few days. Dr. Ignatius Piazza, president of FrontSight, made a gracious exception to his no media rule for us at Republic Broadcasting Network. Thank you, Dr. Piazza. And once you've been to FrontSight, feel free to call your favorite host and share your experience on the air. We can continue this fundraiser without media help, but it'll be totally up to the listeners to spread the information. Please call Dan Sutterfield in Missouri at 573-465-2356, 573-465-2356. That's 573-465-2356.
What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. Join Mike on the air. Call toll-free 800-313-9443. 800-313-9443.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show here. Now, over in Washington, D.C., specifically the northeast part of the city, there was a mass shooting. One killed, five injured, one of those very seriously, in Columbia Heights, followed by another shooting in which one was killed and two were hurt. And police said they were looking for a light colored Nissan sedan with two males who appeared to have assault rifles. So I smell a rat here, another staged shooting to push the gun grabber agenda. And I just checked, there's been no update on the story. They haven't arrested the suspects or any of that here. All righty, Edward Snowden has once again formally requested asylum in the country of France. And once again, they have turned him down. And they're just saying it's not the time. It is definitely not the time here. Over in Ohio, authorities set up a child sex sting online, on computers. And basically, they were going on out and saying that if, you know, you come to this address with this and such money, you'll be able to have sex with an underage girl or boy. And 104 people were arrested in this sting, including a medical doctor and a church youth director. I'm starting to see this as a sign of the collapse of our society, the collapse of our civilization. This is not how you treat children. Over at Facebook in Menlo Park, a Facebook employee died after jumping off the fourth floor of a building in what they're describing as an apparent suicide. So we'll see what happens there. Okay. Now, this is a little bit interesting, and it's about time that the people stopped using euphemisms and said what was going on. A federal court in San Francisco has taken the step of using the word torture to describe the treatment of a Palestinian man while he was in CIA custody following the September 11 attacks. Now, the Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals used the word in a 2-1 ruling to describe the harsh interrogation methods used against a prisoner known as Abu Zubaydah while he was held in clandestine CIA detention facilities overseas. Zubaydah has since been held without charge, mind you, since September of 2006 at the detention center on the U.S. base at Guantanamo Bay, Cuba. Just absolutely shameful. What was the CIA trying to do by torturing the guy? Get a confession? That's how they got one from Khalid Sheikh Mohammed. They waterboarded him something like 130 times, I think. And then they locked his kids into these dark metal boxes, no light whatsoever, with biting insects. And Khalid got to hear the kids screaming. Nice people over there at the Central Intelligence Agency. All right, well, you've all been hearing about the college admissions scandal where the ultra-rich were literally buying their yuppie larva into prestige schools with cash on the barrelhead here. And now there's another scandal over in Baltimore where grades were being rigged. And Baltimore students who failed classes, missed more than 100 days of school, were still allowed to graduate. And they're basically saying it's widespread fraud that allows these children to graduate when they've clearly not learned the material. So Project Baltimore, who has spearheaded the investigation into this fraud, has uncovered another school where students missed more than 100 days of class or failed 10 courses in 3 years, still graduated during the 2019 school year. So it's a failure of education because basically all they really want is the bodies in the room, because that's what calculates their budget. And of course, it's shortchanging the students who are not getting the education they need. And this is probably one of the reasons that colleges are complaining. They're getting kids coming in without the basic skills. And their students are spending most of their first year in college, basically in remedial classes. We're losing our kids. I mean, between the sexual abuse and the failure of education, it's a disaster. All right, we got to take another break here for commercials, and we will be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now, but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing, knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth and a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Hi, folks. CBD is the home run hitter for health right now. Why, you ask? Because of what it does for the body. Unfortunately, I can't tell you all about the benefit. You know, there's reasons. Do your due diligence and log on to ancientlifeoil.com. That's ancientlifeoil.com. Ancient Life Oil uses organic ingredients and is blended in coconut oil for some of the best benefits. Legal in 50 states and non-psychoactive. Log on to ancientlifeoil.com. That's ancientlifeoil.com.
Hey, is that a new music app?
Yeah, check it out. Surfer Music Discovery. It links to thousands of online stations, but the twist is you see the song names and artists that are now playing live.
That's different. No guessing. Looks like a waterfall of music.
So many formats. Rock, oldies, country, R&B, jazz, and a whole lot more.
How's that spelled?
Surfer. S-U-R-F-R.
Is it expensive?
It's free. No need to sign up or sign in.
Get the Surfer Music app free from Google Play or the App Store.
We the people, in order to form a more perfect union, establish justice, ensure domestic tranquility, provide for the common defense, promote the general welfare, and secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show here. Now, you've probably been hearing on the news about this so-called climate strike, where students are walking out of their classes with apparently the blessing of the teacher to go on this massive strike to protest against human-caused global warming. And I've heard they generated some good numbers in Europe. But I'm not hearing that it got that much of a response here. And it may be because the signs are already out there that we're going to have another early, hard winter. I mean, around here, the trees are already starting to turn. And out in California, Mammoth Mountain got its first snow of the season after what was described as a very short summer. Now, fall officially begins on Monday. And so, yeah. Yesterday we talked about this story where NBC put up this online confessions board where you could confess your climate sins. And apparently a lot of people were using it. Some were apparently very sincere that they thought that things they were doing were bad for the environment. A lot of people weren't taking it quite that seriously, and some of the comments were actually quite hilarious. Unfortunately, whoever is running that board is out there trying to delete the humorous comments. We want you to take this seriously. We're not here for laughs. All right, we're going to take a phone call now from Kelly in Austin. Aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hi there, Mike, and welcome back to the States.
Thank you.
Mainland. I was listening to your comments about education in Baltimore, and it made me think about my experience teaching geology at the university and at the junior college level. At the university level, I had no problem. The students were well prepared. But in the junior college level, where I taught for a little while, the students, many of the students were frankly ill-prepared. Grade distributions were decidedly bimodal, and many of the students on the lower end of the scale, I don't think, could have been benefited from any amount of remediation. That's how poor I think poorly our students have been educated.
Yes.
And I don't really see a prospect for this improving anytime soon, because the public education system seems to be more dedicated to indoctrination rather than education.
That's
so
part of the problem.
That's why I sent my daughter to a private school.
Good for you.
Not a public school. But I just don't see this improving at all. And I was just shocked to hear you say that some students in Baltimore who had missed more than 100 days of class were promoted to the next grade or even allowed to graduate, period.
Yes. I mean, they're just running through there. It's a assembly line is what it basically is. And it's because the public education system has become corrupted by money. The more students they have, the more money they get. So all they're really thinking about is just getting the bodies into those classrooms. Even with that, much of the money that is given to the public school system winds up, you know, at the very top levels in these huge salaries for school superintendents and various staff. And that's why you see, you know, parents are out there in front of the supermarkets selling brownies to get money to buy their kids' school supplies.
I don't know. It's pathetic. We don't support education the way we should. And then we don't expect much of the students themselves. Here in Austin, Texas, depending upon where you go to school, you can be assured that you're either going to be in a very good school or a very poor school. And in the poor schools, it's always the case that the students are from families that just don't frankly care much about education. You can spend any amount of money on them and their grades will not improve. It's really a matter of diminishing returns. I think they'd be better off if they just decided we're going to start shutting some of these schools down and failing a lot of these students, because they need to be failed. They're not learning anything. They're not learning how to think. They're being told what to think, and they're just being told to march in lockstep with the prevailing political philosophy of the day.
Looking at Common Core. I mean, we had a neighbor who lived next door to us for a while that was part of the team from the company, what was that, Peterson?
Yes.
Yeah, and they were implementing it in Hawaii schools, and she wasn't supposed to do this. It's definitely against her. I mean, they won't even let the parents look at the curriculum material. But she let me look at some of it, and it really is. It's politically correct indoctrination. They literally rewrote the Bill of Rights to convince these kids that they don't actually have a right to keep and bear arms unless they're in a government militia.
Well, I'm not surprised. I've heard that in college as well. So that they're getting it in elementary school shouldn't surprise anyone, to tell you the truth. I really think the public education today is a sham. We're not getting what we expect out of it, and I think that the students or parents now ought to demand that these schools change, or that they start sending their students through their children to private schools, to send a message to the public school system that the public school systems are absolutely abysmal. They're failing.
and they will not improve if they don't back off this politically driven approach to education.
Yeah, I would definitely agree with that. You know, more parents should be allowed to homeschool, but they're trying to basically shut that all down because it's taking money away from the public school system. It's all about the money.
I know.
It's all
know.
About the money.
I have a 3-year-old grandson, and I've thought long and hard about what to do with his education. I said his parents are in charge of that, but they know how I feel about things. And I just don't want him in a public school. I'm willing to pay the freight to send my grandson to a first rate private school here in Austin, rather than subject him to the public school system. I just don't see anything good coming out of that if you end up in the wrong school.
Yeah, no,
that's a very politically incorrect thing to say here in Austin.
I'm sorry.
That's a very politically incorrect thing to say here in Austin.
Well, too bad. You know, I think it's time that we tell political correctness to go take a long walk off a short pier. Because, again, it's cultural Marxism. They're trying to trick us into self-censorship. And we can't do that anymore.
I spoke with you about that several months ago. And I told you that when I first ran across that back in the 80s, when I was in grad school in Colorado, that I didn't think that thing had much legs, that political correctness had much legs. But I was wrong. Apparently it has legs.
Very well funded. Very, very well funded.
Right. And we laughed at that at the time, I recall. I was at one of the best engineering schools in Colorado. We laughed at that at the time. We didn't think that it would last more than a year or two. But here we are more than 30 years later. And that seems to be what's driving much of education, really all of public education today. We're stuck if we don't do something to kill that beast right now.
I would agree. Anyway,
I'm glad you're back. Glad you're back stateside. I know you're going to enjoy the fall in the winter in Indiana. You'll actually see four seasons now.
Yes, in Hawaii we only have two seasons, hurricane and tourist.
Well, down in Texas we have two seasons, summer and late summer.
Okay, all right, well that'll be fine.
Very
anyway, Kelly, thank you very much for the phone call. We're going to let you go, and we're going to switch over to Todd in Long Beach. And Todd, thank you for waiting patiently. What's on your mind?
Well, let's stick with the education thing of the abysmal USA and the left coast is probably, I would say, the worst, starting with California. My son, as you know, I've spoken to you before about our lawsuit that we finished and won. Well, you know, we come to find out that even the third second attorney, we found out that there was not only the two, my son and another boy that we knew about, but another name popped up in the case. And I go, you can't be kidding. And this kid is still in the damn school and was not expelled. Unreal. Unreal. And I talked to the detective that's in charge of the schools for his district that he was in. And I told her about the bullying of this child. And she said, oh, no, this is just two children. And then, oh, yeah, so there's, you know, now we got three victims. Okay.
Yep.
Change. Rest of their life. And let me add a little caveat to this, Mike. And if you have enough children in the state of California, remove them from a public school and take over your education of your child now, today. Because if your child is autistic, they put them on a non-diploma track right away, and you're never told. You're never told of this. And then that way they can dumb them down even further. But let me add another second caveat. I've got my son in geometry. I did this all myself. I've given up my career and everything else. I'm 55. I turned 55 on the 14th. Okay. Had a nice filet mignon dinner. And my deal is I get to see my son flourish. I don't think for 1 minute he would have flourished in that school and got to do geometry. I mean, I'm doing division, multiplication, addition, subtraction, And then Monday, we start on the area and the perimeter of a circle.
Okay.
Okay? And so I dare say that he would never have gotten this in any public school here in California. They just would have continued with the BS non-diploma track that they would have put him on, not tell us. I mean, they lied at, I would say, almost 2 years of IEPs, which are inter-educational program meetings for your children, that if they have needs, special needs.
Yeah.
But I'll tell you what, if you're a parent in the state of California, those, you have a speech pathologist, you have the principal, if you have a vice principal, they're there, you have the teacher, you have the teacher's aide, that's specifically assigned to your child, and then you have another some kind of ologist. I mean, there's like 10 people in that room, and then if you don't have an advocate and your advocate is not worth anything, then you're going to get stomped on in these meetings. Literally, they'll just wipe you clean with the floor with a smile on their face, and you don't know what the heck just happened unless the advocate is good. I fired them all. I fired all ours. They ended up not knowing what the heck to do or what was going on. And I'm going, you're kidding. I know more about how to take care of my autistic son in this school and realizing that this is a bullying case and you're just telling me to roll over. It's not that way and it's not that easy. Another caveat, I do MMA. So to stand there and see my son take the bullying, it really wrenches a grown man's gut six ways on a Sunday stick. And you never become a truster or a believer ever again in the system because you realize that there's no way to trust it. You don't see anything that provides you with some believable whatever it is they're supposed to be presenting you with these school systems. And I think California, and you can, I think California and Mississippi are probably the two worst in the United States of America. Mm-hmm. And Long Beach, they've dumbed my oldest down to the point where I have to figure out whether I'm going to keep them in a public school or yank them out and just do it all myself. Because I have three college degrees. I graduated mm-hmm. with a 3.5 GPA. I got one B and one C. My last degree, I was doing 27 units a semester for almost 2 years. I did it for like a year and a half. Why? Because I wanted to graduate early. And I got a 3.85 GPA. On top of that, I did 2 to 4 hours a day of karate. And then I did fencing and volleyball and everything else. Mm-hmm. I go home at 1:30 in the morning. Maybe these young kids can learn something from me. How many people you know pull 27 units and get one B and one C? Not many, because you have to be motivated to do that kind of thing.
You just hit the button on the head. The kids have to be motivated.
I took Greek and Latin back to back besides my own field, which was religious studies, Judeo-Christian studies. And I'm telling you, I was setting myself up to go to UCLA, and I just realized that it's all a game. It's pathetic. You have to get your professors to write you off so that you can enter the program. And I had already had German, Attic Greek, and Latin. My next two languages were going to be French and Italian because I needed all the old archaeological languages that all the old dissertations were written in so that I could reread some stuff that I had ideas about and things like that. But it's all a game. This whole school system in California, remember who runs the UC, Janet, the corrupt Napolitano. She's got more. She's more, remember, if they're coming, if they bring down Hillary, she's got to go too. I mean, her disgusting behavior on how she treated the Secret Service and those assigned to the White House, unreal and unprecedented. And I hope people in California hear me and begin to say you're a disgusting woman and you deserve all the bad tidings you get, because trust you me, that woman has probably got murder under her belt, just like Hitler and Obama at Benghazi, okay? And we know yes. This is happening, Mike, and it reflects from the top down. So if it reflects from the top down, look at the teachers union of the United States of America, the most powerful union in the U.S. There's no other more powerful union. I mean, I remember
that was,
when
I think,
living
where education went wrong, when it was changed from a profession to a trade and unionized. Anyway, listen, Todd, got to take a break for commercials. And thank you for the call. We'll be back with another phone call after these words.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2 today.
I'm getting older and noticing that my body just doesn't work as well as it used to. So I like to keep fit as possible by hitting the gym a few times a week. Recently, I started having a nagging bicep pain, and it got so bad I couldn't even lift the weights. When I was complaining about it to a friend, he told me about Angioprim. He said chelation helps remove toxins, heavy metals, and cholesterol in veins and arteries that may cause blockages. You know, after just 1 week of taking Angioprim, the pain was gone, and now I'm back in the gym full strength. Scientific research proves the active ingredient in Angioprim has superior oral chelation action that helps promote cardiovascular health. So to learn more, go to angioprim.com. That's ANGIOPRIM.com, or talk to a trained consultant. Call Angioprim toll free at 877-882-7221. You'll feel better with more energy. Call 877-882-7221 or go to the website angioprim.com.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org, and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Some are maxed out all their credit cards. Some are working two jobs and living in cars. Minimum wage won't pay for a roof, won't pay for a drink. If you gotta have proof, discharge yourself, Mr. CEO. See how far 5:15 an hour will go. Take a part-time job at one of your stores. I bet you can't make it here anymore.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show here. We're going to go back to the phones to Steve Elkins. Aloha, Steve. Thank you for waiting patiently. What's on your mind?
Well, to add to your last caller, is that I'm going to say that California is a test pilot state on many programs. And if it flies there, it usually migrates to another state. So I was there living there 7-8 years. So seen some odd things thrown that way. And if it passes there, it usually migrates somewhere else. But I had to go back to my archives of articles here. I have one in front of me here. dated Saturday, July 6th, 2019, from the Orlando Sentinel. And the title of the front page says, "Subpar Students Still Admitted." And let me read just a little small excerpt of it. "Even as admissions to Florida public universities have become increasingly competitive, those institutions are still accepting students who don't meet the state's basic admission requirements. Nearly 1,000 students who lack the grades or test scores to get into the state's four-year universities were admitted and enrolled in the fall 2018 freshman class. Data obtained through a records request shows these sophomores are called alternative admits." And then going back down here a little further, it says, "Accepting applicants who fall short of the state's requirements make freshman classes more diverse." That bad D word. "And allows more students who are the first in their families to go to college." Well, all you have to say is that you're right. The first year or two is a lot of remedial stuff for a lot of these students. And not every kid should go to college. And I want to stress that. There are kids who should be going to trade schools. And but you're right. It's about the money. The university, an empty chair makes no money. It's like an airline doesn't want to leave the station there. With the seats all empty, an empty chair in a university doesn't get any money. So it's always about the money, and not every kid should go to college. Not every kid should go.
I absolutely agree. It's a racket. Like everything else in this country, it's been turned into a racket, especially the colleges, which are there primarily to plunge their students onto that student loan debt hook.
Oh, yeah.
Just plunge them on good and hard. And now, of course, that's out of control, and these kids can't find the high-paying jobs that they were told they'd be able to find to pay off those loans, and so they're stuck.
That's true. Another thing I noticed is that they do a lot of testing in schools, the high schools, of course. To get the federal grants, the federal funding, you have to show improvement. Your test scores are up, and we know these numbers are just as bogus as the numbers they throw at unemployment and everything else. So they show that their test scores have gone up, but then when they go to college, they're taking remedial courses. So it doesn't quite match out, and we know these numbers are being doctored in order to get the federal funding for high schools, no doubt about it.
Yeah. Well, I've had two experiences of teaching in my life. The first one was in California at a high school where I taught a remedial math course and discovered that much of the problem with education not working is with the school administration itself and with parents, you know, who want their kids to be educated but don't want to get involved. And my second teaching experience was at the University of Hawaii at Manoa, where I was teaching computer animation. Now, those kids came in, they wanted to learn because we were looking at this potential explosion of a computer animation industry in Hawaii, which I was definitely in favor of, and I went down to the legislature and put on a presentation here. But the film board was just interested in bringing Hollywood productions in because they like hanging out with the movie stars. So it is a shame. Anyway, listen, we got to take a break here for station identification, and we'll be back after these few words.
Don't regret growing old. It's a privilege denied to many. Heart disease is taking our youth from us. Young people in their 30s, 40s, 50s, and beyond are dying needlessly. One of the hardest messages I've ever had to deliver is to convince people that something natural like Extendivite should be taken as a preventative measure. I'm sure you heard, an ounce of prevention is worth a pound of cure. Extendivite is that ounce. Take Extendivite for 1 year and see what your doctor has to say and how much better you feel. Herbs take time to address the problem. It took years of life to have a problem. Give Extendivite 1 year to fix the problem. Don't wait until it's too late. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or visit us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network.
Because you can handle the truth.